This is your WBZH Daily News Roundup for the Buzz of the North, 910 AM in Hayward.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell at the Democratic National Convention in Chicago. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Chicago is sharing part of the political spotlight with Southeast Wisconsin today. Vice President Kamala Harris and running mate Tim Walz will be 90 minutes away, headlining a rally at Fiserv Forum in Milwaukee tonight. Earlier in the day, Republican running mate J.D. Vance campaigns in Kenosha. Young voters say they're energized now that Harris is at the top of the Democratic ticket. They say appealing to young voters also requires a personal touch.
Take out your phone, text five friends, text five family members, tell them to go to the polls, help them register to vote. And I think, you know, doing that peer-to-peer organizing is really what's going to help us motivate and mobilize young voters.
18-year-old delegate Henry Paolo is from Maribel. Pro-Palestinian protesters are making their presence felt at the DNC. Thousands of them came within two blocks of the convention yesterday. About a dozen broke through an outer perimeter fence. President Biden acknowledged them in his keynote speech last night.
Protesters out in the street, they have a point. A lot of innocent people are being killed on both sides.
Biden has said he wants to negotiate an end to the war in Gaza before he leaves office. A Milwaukee woman is sentenced to 11 years in prison for killing her sex trafficker. Crystal Kaiser pleaded guilty to reckless homicide earlier this year. She was the first woman in Wisconsin to plead for leniency because of her status as a sex trafficking victim. Her case attracted national attention. Governor Evers' task force on Wisconsin's healthcare worker shortage is out with its recommendations. Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez says they include expanding Medicaid and increasing rates for home and community-based healthcare. Wisconsin's nursing shortage could be 19,000 by 2040. Universities of Wisconsin System President Jay Rothman says he'll submit a budget next year to increase the state's funding for higher education by $457 million a year. Wisconsin ranks 43rd when it comes to funding its public universities. Rothman's plan has pay raises for faculty and staff, but no tuition increases. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. The nomination process for a competition meant to highlight innovations from Wisconsin is now open. According to a WBAY report, nominations are now being accepted for the 9th annual Coolest Thing Made in Wisconsin contest. Nominations can be submitted on the contest website through September 6th. To be eligible for the contest, the nominated product must be manufactured in a Wisconsin-based facility. Voting will be open to the public and will feature a bracket-style tournament to name the eventual winner. City of Cloquet officials broke ground on a new project on Monday, hoping to expand internet access for more residents. According to a Northern News Now report, the city received nearly $5 million in grant funding for the new fiber optic line project through Governor Tim Walz's border-to-border program. Officials are hoping the construction aspect of the project can be completed before winter sets in, so that during the winter, the city can begin installing the service in homes and businesses around the area. Ascentia Health will be hosting a bone marrow drive on Wednesday in downtown Duluth. According to a Fox 21 report, the drive will be held from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the organization's East 2nd Street location. Healthcare workers can use a cheek swab test to determine if a potential donor is a match for people suffering from diseases like leukemia and sickle cell anemia. If they are a match, the organization would call the donor back in for more blood testing before going forward with the bone marrow donation. A new skate park in the Gary New Duluth neighborhood is almost ready for its grand opening. According to a Fox 21 report, the nearly $2 million project was years in the making between fundraising and construction and could be officially opened as soon as Labor Day weekend. The skate park will be part of the Gary New Duluth Rec Center and will serve both experienced skaters and kids who are just getting into the activity. Officials with the Gary New Duluth Alliance also hope the skate park will attract visitors from outside the area. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation has scheduled a public meeting to discuss the Bong Bridge Improvement Project. According to a press release, DOT officials will host the meeting at the Superior Public Library on Wednesday, August 21st from 5 to 7 p.m. The meeting will cover proposed improvements to the Bong Bridge connecting Superior to Duluth, including concrete repairs, sealing the bridge deck, and replacing light bases and poles. The planned construction work would result in some lane, ramp, and sidewalk closures. A new adventure center has officially opened in the Mount Telemark Village in Cable. According to a Northern News Now report, the new 12,000-square-foot facility will serve as a gateway to various outdoor activities and features 10 hotel rooms, trek bikes, and a Backroads Coffee. Officials say over 2,000 different donors helped the organization raise over $8 million for the Mount Telemark Village Revival Project, and the organization is still trying to raise over $10 million to continue adding to their new facility. A Washburn County man has been arrested following a fatal UTV crash over the weekend. According to law enforcement authorities, the accident occurred on Schrider Road in La Follette Township on Saturday night. When authorities arrived, they found the two occupants trapped under the UTV, which had rolled over in the crash. 52-year-old Jennifer Kopinski was pronounced deceased at the scene. 56-year-old Richard Thone was taken to a hospital for treatment before his arrest. Authorities believe alcohol was a factor in the crash. A Duluth man has been sentenced to over 30 years in prison for a murder that happened about 1 year ago. 22-year-old Sanusi Bangora was charged with a variety of crimes relating to the 2023 shooting death of 19-year-old Paris Caden Allen. He was charged with aiding and abetting second-degree murder, aiding and abetting second-degree assault with a dangerous weapon, and drive-by shooting. The other man involved in the incident, Brandon Williams Gillard, was sentenced to 40 years in prison earlier this year on the same charges. And that's what you need to know. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
The Brewers in St. Louis. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers and Cardinals open up a three-game series tonight at Busch Stadium in St. Louis. Milwaukee's Frankie Montas against the Cardinals' right-hander Eric Fetty. The Brewers with an 11-game lead ahead of the Cardinals in the division, coming off that sweep of the Cleveland Guardians. The Cards losing to the Dodgers Sunday 2-1. NFL, Packers back at practice after losing in Denver 27-2. Quarterback Sean Clifford on what he could have done differently in the game.
It's tough to say just now, broadly, speeding it up a little bit. I thought that there were some plays to be made where my eyes were just late. When you're playing guys like Pat Surtain and, you know, the Broncos once, you just can't be late. And if you are, it's going to either, you know, result in an incompletion or an interception. So I thought that was, you know, when we had plays and we made plays, it was on time.
That's Packers backup quarterback Sean Clifford. They face the Ravens Thursday in a joint practice. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. There's been some big scares at this year's summer box office, and Alien Romulus didn't disappoint last weekend. The film took in $108 million globally and almost $42 million domestically. The seventh installment in the Alien franchise follows a crew of space explorers in the time set between the original Alien in 1979 and Aliens in 1986. Coming in second place was the mighty Deadpool in Wolverine, which became the highest R-rated movie ever in the last few days, surpassing 2019's Joker. Deadpool in Wolverine has pulled in $1.1 billion at the global box office and taken in almost $550 million domestically. Coming in third place was It Ends With Us, starring Blake Lively. Rounding out the top five from this past weekend were Twisters at $10 million and the re-release of the 2009 stop-motion critics darling Coraline, which pulled in over $8 million. An impressive showing for a film on about one-third the screens as other box office big shots. Legendary talk show host Phil Donahue passed away at the age of 88. Donahue, known as the King of Daytime Talk, pre-Oprah Winfrey, passed on Sunday, August 18th. He started his TV talk show career in Dayton, Ohio, tackling current events even if they made people uncomfortable. It was when he moved the show to Chicago and added a studio audience that the show became wildly popular before moving to New York in 1985. Donahue was the winner of 20 Emmy Awards, 10 as a host and 10 for his show. Oprah Winfrey, who took over the title as daytime talk show champ, wrote in O, the Oprah Winfrey magazine, that if there had been no Phil Donahue show, there would have been no Oprah Winfrey show. According to People magazine, Donahue was the first mainstream talker to acknowledge that women were interested in things other than mascara and cake recipes. In May of this year, Phil Donahue was awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom by President Joe Biden. You gotta love an actor with a laissez-faire attitude. Maybe it's just because he's been around the block a few times, but actor Michael Keaton recently donned the Batman costume again for the film Batgirl. Keaton recently spoke to GQ magazine and said Warner Brothers shelved the film in 2022. When Keaton heard the news that no one would ever see his work, his response was, "I didn't care one way or another. Big, fun, nice check." Good work if you can get it. Do you have a rep that needs to confront all rumors when your relationship is not so great? Me neither. Addressing tabloid rumors that Coldplay frontman Chris Martin and actress Dakota Johnson are not going through with their plans to marry, a rep for the couple said that is not true and they are happily together. In my opinion, whenever there is a picture of an actress giving the camera a wave while wearing sunglasses in oversized jeans, you know things are over. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to 76 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the southeast at only around 5-ish here through the day. Tonight, partly cloudy, 51. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 78 by Thursday. Partly cloudy with a high of 77. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 55.
That's your WBZH Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at buzzofthenorth.com.